Tantor Audio presents A Vision in Velvet by Juliet Blackwell. Narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1.
Sometimes it's hard to distinguish between an antiques dealer and a hoarder. Sebastian's Antiques, a tiny shop on a narrow side street off San Francisco's Jackson Square, was so crammed with furniture, paintings, carvings, mirrors, rugs, dolls, miniatures, and tchotchkes that it was hard to know whether its proprietor, Sebastian Crowley, was the owner of a vast treasure trove or simply the unfortunate overseer of a musty, oversized closet full of junk. Not that I was pointing any fingers. After all, my primary motive for opening Aunt Cora's Closet, my vintage clothing store, was to indulge my love of fabulous old garments, some of which no doubt qualified as junk to those who didn't share my passions.
"Of course, the trunk alone is worth a fortune,"
said Sebastian Crowley as we inspected a very old, very damaged wooden chest. I was skeptical. The chest's metal hinges were so corroded with rust, I doubted they could withstand repeated openings, while the wood sides, bottom, and lid were pitted and crumbling.
"It came across the country, on the overland route, all the way from Massachusetts, back with pioneers, come to settle the new land."
Was this during the gold rush? Like many newcomers to the West Coast, I was a little fuzzy on California's history. For such a young area of the country, it had a colorful and tumultuous past. Crowley frowned.
"Yeah, I'm not sure about that. As I was saying, the trunk's a beaut, but it's what's inside that's gonna knock your socks off."
He heaved open the lid to reveal two neatly folded stacks of clothing. I drew back as my nostrils were assailed by the intermingled odors of mothballs and cedar. One quick glance and my heart sank. It didn't take a close inspection to see these garments had fallen victim to the vicissitudes of age that combined to shatter cloth, rot,